Thank you so much for welcoming me into your home today. It is unprecedented. I have not experienced anything like this before. And yet, with the benefit of technology, we are here together at this important time to hear an important word. How I pray that the meditations of my heart will be pleasing to God and to you. You may not know that 10 years ago, my life completely fell apart. Devastating loss. My family split. And for a season, I was out of relationship with my daughter. Heartbreaking. My sister's family split at the same time. And I almost lost my sister. I lost my house. I lost my sister's house. I lost my church community. I lost my job. And the most devastating blow, I lost my faith. Because you see, the God that I had known up to that point disappointed me. That God didn't hold it all together for me. That God didn't answer my prayers the way I wanted my prayers answered. And you know what I had to do? I had to dump out my bucket. Everything that I had believed about my God had to go. And you know why? Because this God was not big enough to handle my anger. This God was a disappointment and left me broken and weak and sad and sorrowful. This God was teeny, teeny, tiny, because you know what? I had all the answers. I could fit this little God into a box. And that left me empty. It left me so sad. So broken. And as I sat there in that brokenness, in that sorrow, I came to believe one thing. I came to believe that in that grief, God hears. And do you know this one belief, this one simple statement? That God hears was enough. It was sufficient. It was enough for me to start building again. This one credo, shall I say, that God hears was enough. What is this bucket? What do I need a bucket for? We all have this bucket. And we all hold beliefs in this bucket. Our belief structure determines our entire life. We make our decisions based on our deeply held beliefs. In fact, I would say we build our identities on top of our deeply held beliefs. For example, We all believe that the sun will set today and it will rise tomorrow. And as a result, our behavior will reflect that belief. We'll set our alarms, whether we actually have to go to work tomorrow or not. We'll probably pack our lunches. We'll make some plans, even though we know Monday is not going to be anything like last Monday. We still believe that there will be a Monday. We believe in prayer, or we wouldn't even be here. We believe that prayer can bring some peace. And we have all said prayers for our globe, for our government officials, for our healthcare workers. If there is a time right now, we're all saying, let's pray. And we believe in the power of social connection, right? That's why we're doing this, because we know how important it is to be a part of a community, to be a part of something where we can bring ourselves all together, and we know that it's bigger and it's better than me alone. We can believe in social community, and it changes our behavior. Fundamentally, our beliefs determine our behaviors. And today, I want to talk about what we believe about God. Because if our beliefs about God are not big enough all of the time for everybody, for the entire universe, then those beliefs are lies, and they will do harm. So our text, Psalm 23, we all think it's written by David, playing his harp, sitting out under the stars as a shepherd, recognizing that he too is cared for by a good shepherd. And he has a pretty good model here of some beliefs about God that we can put in our bucket. Let's look at them. So, David believed that God is a restoring God. And do we not need that belief today? That God is our shepherd and we shall not fear. Wait, we shall not want. Fear comes later. God makes us lie down in green pastures and leads us beside still waters. God restores our souls. We need this peace today. For our world is in chaos. We have all been turned upside down, topsy-turvy, and we don't know where we're going from here. But we can believe that when we follow a God who restores us, we will experience the peace of still waters. This is a God worth following. I'll go. You want to go with me? Let's follow this God. I'm putting that one in my bucket. Here's another one. God has a name that God has revealed to us. Wow. This is a God that has revealed God's self. It's not some distant, far-off God on a different plane or in a different universe. This is a God that has made God's self known. In God's name. God leads me in paths of righteousness for God's name's sake. I know this God. I know his name. I don't know the full capacity by no stretch. But I know enough that I want to live right. I know enough that I want to be healthy. I want to enjoy this life. I want to do right by the people that I love. Because this God has chosen to reveal God's name to me. I believe that. I can go in my bucket. Here's another one. Folks, today, God is with us. Even though we are walking through literally a valley of the shadow of death, we do not need to fear. For God is with us. And God's rod and staff bring comfort to us. This is the heart today, folks. God is with us. This is the heart of the Christian message. Emmanuel, God is with us, and we need not fear. And if this is a belief that you hold deep down in your gut, then your anxiety, your fear can take a rest. And you can know that God is with us, for the only true suffering is to be separated from this God. I'll go where that shepherd goes. Oh, and this one's our favorite, folks. God loves us. Every one of us, by virtue of our existence, we can know that we are loved, for God is love. God prepares a table before us. In the presence of our enemies, God anoints our heads, and our cups overflow because we know the love of God. Folks, come to this table and know that it has been set for you out of the love and abundance that only God can give. And then finally, this last promise. Today could not be more precious. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of God forever. Folks, today is the day that you need to say, I love you, to your family, to your friends, because we don't know. This is the day we have. And it's the day we need to say, I'm sorry for the places where we've made our mistakes and where we've caused offense. Today is the day that we do that. And we know that goodness and mercy will follow us today. So you are invited. You are invited to respond. You are invited to this feast. You are invited to believe in a God that is big enough to handle all of it. A God that is big enough to restore us from this chaos. So if you want to make that step today and make this external expression of your belief in this God, you have a perfect vehicle right there. Respond on Facebook. Say, I believe. And because I believe, I want to follow. And if you'd like to follow in membership in this congregation, Florence Christian Church, and be a part of this community that is loving and redemptive and restorative, say it right there. on Facebook. And if you want to live in abundance today, if you want to know the goodness of God, reach down deep in your bucket and pull out those things you believe about God and make sure that they're truth. Make sure that they're right and good for everyone you meet. And if they're not, say amends, share peace, and grace and mercy will follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.